We're reading from Romans chapter 5, beginning at the first verse. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, I'm guessing that most of you in the high school would choose not to go back to grade school again. And I'm guessing that those of you in college are not exactly anxious to return to high school. And those in the seminary also are looking forward to the day when the Lord will be using the gifts that they have developed during their years on this campus, either as pastors or in some other way. But during this season of the church year, we also look back to the early days of the Christian church, the early days of the Lutheran church, of our church body, and of our school. And as we look back, we note that for something like 1,000 years, this season after Pentecost was called Trinity season. And in the Trinity was found the solution to the turmoil of the times, and is found the solution to the turmoil of the times. The famous symbol behind me outlines the teaching simply. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three separate persons, not just three personalities, and yet one in substance, not three gods. For the Bible identifies all three persons as the one God. What does that have to do with high school, college, seminary, and the forward look? Simply this: the confidence to face the future comes to everyone from knowing Him who holds the future in His hands. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God. A young man in military service wrote to his father, "I'm sending you all my keys, except the front door key. Someday when I get leave, I may walk in unexpectedly and give you a surprise." When the parents read the letter, they thought, "This is a good son. He has no secrets from us, nothing to hide, no Bluebeard chamber that must not be entered, no forgotten corner where shameful things lie. He knows himself and he trusts us. He gives us the run of all his affairs. He sends us all his keys. He knows us too. He knows he will always be welcome, that he can always walk in without waiting, that he has the full right of entry into his Father's house. Our house is open to him, and his heart is open to us." What a picture this is of our peace with God. Being justified, declared innocent because Christ was innocent in our name. We have peace with God, Paul says. That's like giving God all the keys to every part of our life. We can afford to do that because He will find nothing in our lives that has not been atoned for by the blood of Jesus Christ. This is our confidence. This is our faith. And yet, God does not waft us to heaven on some floating shuttle. Troubles do come upon us as surely as smoke rises to the sky. And again comes the answer of the triune God. Through Christ we have access to the Father. That is the one key we always keep. We stand in such a position of favor with God that we can always take it to the Lord in prayer. Thus we never have to stand with limp hands and head hanging, whether we have lost a loved one, a dear friend, or a graduation dream. For we look toward the light of future joy, and we find strength there to bear temporary sadness. And when things are going pleasantly, we can still speak more confidently about our future expectation of life without death, good without bad, joy unmixed with sorrow, the glory of God. This future is so great that even our troubles serve to help us on our journey. Through troubles, we learn to look to the light for strength to bear up under them. And when we have strength to endure, we become seasoned warriors, not casualties. As seasoned warriors, we know what to expect, namely, the strong arm of God to gain the victory. Nor does this expectation leave us disappointed. Even when things don't seem to be getting better, our hope doesn't depend on what we see now, but on the love of God that we have already come to know in Christ through the Holy Spirit's testimony, the Bible. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, just as the triangle cannot exist without one of the sides, so we cannot do without one of the persons the Bible calls Jehovah, the one God. But you see, it is not to boggle our minds that God has revealed himself as a God beyond our figuring out. It is to show us our salvation. It is because of the works and wonders of the Father who sent the Son, and the Spirit who persuades us to trust in the doing and dying of that Son for us. It's because of that that we know we are included among the children of the Heavenly Father. For that we thank and praise Him now and always. Amen. Hymn 785.
Is